This time we're going to let children's church and junior church be dismissed. I know a lot of you know that when we put on that Eastern edition, the cornerstone is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, which reads, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God abides forever." And we are grateful that because of who God is, and because of how He has communicated, and because our God does not lie and cannot lie, He's given us a record of His heart, of His truth, of what He wants us to know, so that we can know Him personally, so that we can walk with Him, and so that we have a future hope that no one can take away from us. Mike, it really is a joy to have you here with us this morning, and I hope you feel the freedom to communicate as God has laid on your heart.
Who are the Gideons? Gideons are businessmen, Christ followers, and evangelists. As a missionary extension of the church, Gideons meet people where they are by placing Bibles in the traffic lanes of life and by personally sharing the message of true hope with the weary traveler, the sick and discouraged. With all generations, in small towns and in major cities, across time zones and countrysides and to the ends of the earth. So men, women, boys and girls can learn who they are in Christ and experience life as children of God. Gideons have never done this work alone. It's churches just like yours who make their work powerful and effective by providing support through prayer, giving, and a growing membership. Because in the end, we're all carrying out one vision, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel to bring people to Christ.
He sat there under a viaduct, shoulders shaking, sobbing. I was on my way to a meeting, and I was a little bit late. I was in Columbus, and under a viaduct sat a young man, just sobbing. And I had to make a decision. I felt God was calling me to talk with this young man, but I was also late. Fortunately, I had another brother with me, and he encouraged me. And so I went up and I sat next to that young man, and I asked him what was going on. His name was Robert. He just got out of jail. He was in Columbus. He knew nobody in Columbus. He had burned all his bridges at home, didn't feel he could call or go home, had no money to call, had nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Most of all, he had no hope. So I shared with Robert a little Gideon testament. In the front of these has life's problems and where to find help and where to read scripture. Robert shared with me when he was younger, he went to church a little bit with his grandmother, but that was a lot of years ago. I shared the plan of salvation in the back of these little testaments where it says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, ask God for forgiveness, believe that He died on the cross, was saved for your justification. I shared that with Robert. And when I left Robert, he had a little bit of money for a bus ticket home. He also had some hope in Jesus. And he was singing, "Jesus Loves Me." I was a little bit later to the meeting. But it was churches and people like you that made it possible for me to be in Columbus sharing God's word with Robert. Judges 6:27. Noisy. Judges 6:27 says, "So Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the men of the town to do it by day, he did it by night." Let me ask you, when was the last time you told somebody about Jesus, that you shared the gospel? Did you know that 95% or more of Christians do not share the gospel of Jesus Christ? 95% or more. The Gideon's sole purpose is to share the gospel in over 200 countries, in over 190 different languages. The sole purpose is to win men, boys, women, and girls to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Many of you think that Gideons distribute Bibles. That's what we do. That's not who we are. Our sole purpose for over 100 years is to share the gospel. Do you think there's a need for the gospel in Ukraine? Over 5 to 6 million refugees. We recently sent 400,000 Bibles and Testaments to Ukraine. I'm trying to do the math. 400,000, 5 million. There seems to be a little bit of a gap there. Pastor Jeff said that you were fortunate to have Gideon men in your church. He forgot about the auxiliary women. It's a husband and wife ministry. We serve together. We pray together. We pass out Bibles together. It's the Gideons and the auxiliary. The auxiliary are a big part of us. They pray for us. They have their own places to distribute Bibles. Where would we be without our wives? Men sharing with other men. Women sharing with other women. Fathers sharing with their sons or their brothers or their neighbors. Husband and wives praying together, worshiping together, serving Jesus together. Proverbs 27 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." Kim Ray prays with me on Tuesdays, and we discuss, we do Bible study, and when we have a brother that may be backsliding a little bit or struggling with something, we share together, we pray together, we sharpen each other. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, brothers. Thank you for praying for the Gideons. Come with me, if you would, to Hermosillo, Mexico. 2020 pandemic. I had a call in January, and, you know, God is amazing. I retired in 2020 in January, and I got a call just before I retired. And the Gideons asked me if I would be interested in going to Mexico to distribute God's word. And I thought, okay, I give the standard answer. I'll pray about it. So I start praying, and I didn't even share with my wife right away. Her health hadn't been the best, and I was a little concerned, and so I was praying about it, and as you know, Gideons, we pay our own way. You know, the money that you give us goes to buy and ship Bibles and spread God's word. So it's going to cost a little bit of money, and the pandemic hadn't hit yet. So I was praying about it, and I finally got up the courage and said something to my wife. Now, you understand her thinking, I was a little reluctant in knowing I was going to be gone and she was going to have to take care of the chickens and the puppy and everything without me. And so I broke the news to her and she said, well, if God's calling you to do this, you better go. That wasn't what I expected, and maybe that wasn't what I was hoping. So then I'm thinking, okay, now I got to decide about the money. So it was probably the same day, the next day after I talked to my wife. I went out to get the mail. God is so amazing. I was at the mail, and this car pulls up. I was at the mailbox. He rolls down his window, and he said, would you like to sell that old tractor sitting out there in the weeds? That old tractor been sitting there for years. I said, well, I hadn't thought about it. He made me an offer. I said, okay. He went and got a check and was back in 15 minutes. And now I had the money. So I called International back and said, well, I'm feeling led. Maybe this is something I should do. But I don't have a passport. I said, you still got a couple weeks. There's a fast track. You pay an extra, I don't know, $90 or something like that. And they'll do it faster. So I went, got a passport picture and filled out the paperwork, sent it in. Less than 10 days, I had my passport. I mean, God is awesome. So I went to Hermosillo, Mexico. It's the greatest blessing of my life. That's in a school, you know. We have to stand on the sidewalk, or we have to use LifeWise Academy or the Bible House. There's a lot of schools all over the nation, even here in Ohio. We don't even get into outside. Hermosillo, Mexico, you go in the classroom, you pray with them, you give them God's word, you pray with the superintendent, the teachers. I mean, the mission field is here, not there, I'm starting to think. There on the left, that's a hospital. That's two workers at the hospital that prayed and accepted Jesus Christ. The young man is a school outside the city limits. Military. We give out Bibles to the military. In 5 days, 10 Gideons from the United States, approximately 50 Gideons, their auxiliary wives from Mexico, we passed out in 5 days over 94,000 copies of God's Word. Hospitals, militaries, college campuses, schoolrooms, street corners, in the motel. Let me share the motel. Maybe some of the Gideons read this story because Gideon's International put it in their magazine, but when I got to Mexico, it was late at night. It was around midnight. It was a Holiday Inn Express. And I went up to my room, and I went in my room, and none of the electricity worked. None of it. I'm thinking, oh, great. I'll deal with it in the morning. So I just went to bed, got up the next morning, and I had a little flashlight I took in the shower with me, and I took a shower with the flashlight and brushed my teeth, and I went down to the desk, and they told me if you take your card and put it in this little thing on the wall, your electricity comes on. I wish they would have told me sooner. But as I was there talking to the desk clerk, I seen a lady, Anna Perez, was mopping the floor. And that's Anna in the picture there. And I had one of these little Spanish testaments. Over 190 languages. I had a Spanish testament. And so I went over and tried to share with Anna. But there was a problem. I could not speak Spanish. And Anna could not speak English. And that young man in the picture was off to the side. And he seen my problem. And he came over and he said, I can help. So through him, I start sharing with Anna, the helps in the front and then the back, and if you confess with your mouth, the thing I do, things Gideon does. Anna, when I ask her if she knew Jesus, and she knew who he was, but she had never asked for forgiveness and salvation. So I prayed with Anna. I led her in prayer, and she prayed. That's Anna signing her little testament and dating it, showing that she accepted Jesus Christ that day. I had been in Mexico that morning about 15 minutes, and Anna came to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when I started to walk away, the young man says, "Wait, I prayed too. Can I have one of those?" It's not done. God is amazing. The desk clerk came over and he wanted to pray and get one too. In 15, 20 minutes, three people were led to the Christ because of churches like you made that possible. That's Holly. You know, we go to college campuses. We go to Ohio State and distribute approximately 10,000 Bibles, 8,000 to 10,000 Bibles every year to college students. You think there's a need in the college for God's Word with the drugs, the alcohol, the sex trafficking, all that stuff? You think there's a need in college? My point is, you go and you start distributing Bibles, and all these college kids are coming by, and you're praying, and you're passing out Bibles, and you're excited, and God's using you. And then it's 11 o'clock, and some guy comes up and says, "Okay, we're done." You know, you can't just turn God off. It doesn't work that way. You know, I'm going down the street in the restaurant. I'm still serving God. I'm still excited. Coming back from Mexico, and God had just used me that whole week, and I just seen things that I never seen before. Soldiers with guns accepting the Lord. In a restaurant, two policemen sitting there and leading them to Christ in a restaurant. I mean, God was amazing. So I leave Mexico, and less than an hour, I land in Phoenix. I got a layover about an hour and a half. So I'm in the restaurant, and this waitress named Holly comes over, and I start sharing the gospel. She, on her knees, working, accepted Jesus Christ. And that's Holly there in that picture, because of churches like you made that possible. I checked, made sure the Gideons were doing their job here. There's a card rack out there. Cards are free. You can send a card for in honor of somebody, in sympathy, praying for your pastor for a dollar, about $1.50 now here in the United States. You can send one of them little testaments. Or for $5, you can send a full Bible. Send a card and change somebody's life. Other things. Gideon Bible app. I got little cards if you need one. You can go and just go to Google Play Store, PlayStation, Play Store, I think it is. Type in Gideon app. You can put that on your phone. You can get different. You can get the New King James, the Old King James, the ESV, or whatever you want. You can get that. And on that, it's over 1,800 languages. And it'll read to you. You don't have to read. You just hit play and it'll read the scripture to you. The youth really like that. So Gideon Bible app's free. Friends of Gideon's. We have Friends of Gideon's. You can go on there and you can become a prayer partner. Or you can become a financial partner. You can become a friend. You can share God's word. You can order these little testaments to pass out. You can get your own. It would just like this, except it wouldn't have the Gideon emblem. If you're interested to be our friend, better yet, maybe this church needs a few more Gideon auxiliary. You know, help spread the word. I got to catch up here. I'm talking and not paying attention. What about you? What about your church? You know, maybe God didn't choose you to be a toe or an ear or a foot, or a pastor or a Gideon or auxiliary or a Sunday school teacher. Maybe he didn't choose you for that. Luke 14:23. And the master said to the servant, go out into the highway and the hedges, compel people to come in, that my home may be filled. Mark 16:15. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Ephesians 4:16. For whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, with each part is working properly, each toe, each ear, each foot, each part is working properly, makes a body grow and builds itself up in love. You're part of a body. You're part of the church body. You're part of a family body. You're part of the world body. Where does God have for you? Benefits of serving our God, our Lord and Savior. Benefits. Serving allows us to experience God working in our life. Like when I went to Mexico and how he just changed my life. He allows us to enjoy, experience, have joy and peace in our life. He surrounds us with other Christians working side by side. He increases our faith. Serving helps us be more like Jesus, helps us understand, helps us experience God's presence. Serving together. It says the Gideon ministry. I changed it on mine. I forgot to tell you guys. Serving together in your church, in your family, wherever you're serving, encourages you and those around you. Serving the Lord encourages, uses you, increases your faith. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider how to stir one another up in love and in good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. COVID put a lot of fear. Churches closed. Start doing it online and Zooming, and which was better than not doing it. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to encourage you. Associate together. Pray together. Worship together. Serve together. How about reasons for not serving? Don't have time? You know, I hear that a lot. God always gives you the time you need for what he wants you to do. I don't know what to do. I don't understand how to do it. I think I read something earlier about God will equip you. I don't have the ability. God gives you the ability. You know, there's Bibles full of men, women that didn't have the ability, but God used them and changed the world. I don't need to be involved. Somebody else will do it. Is God asking you to do it? Like God asked me to go to Mexico? Are you neglecting? Are you running? Are you serving? In reality, the Lord doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. God needs each of us. He needs you to spread his word, reach the lost and unsaved. The purpose of the Gideon ministry, the purpose of the church, the purpose is to reach the lost and unsaved. Men, women, boys and girls to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Philippians, it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory. Praise God. Harold Roberts would say, to God be the glory. We have a program Pastor Jeff knows about. It's called Conversation. It's how to witness and share Christ. I talked about being afraid to share and doing it at night during the day. It teaches you how to share Jesus through common conversation. The Gideons are willing. We have trained instructors. We would be willing to come to your church at any time of your choosing and spend about 2.5 hours to teach how to share Jesus, how to share the gospel without being afraid. Your church helped send me to Bucyrus last weekend. We had the state convention. I left the state convention Sunday morning, went to Bucyrus, was blessed to speak. I was a Nazarene that Sunday, was blessed to speak there, 2 services. And then I went to the motel, another Holiday Inn. I think God picks Holiday Inn for me specifically. That night, it's late afternoon. I got in my room, and they were cleaning the rooms on the 3rd floor where I was. And so I went to the first lady there and did what Gideons do. I pulled out my little testament and said, can I give you a free gift? And she said, okay. And I showed her the help in the front, and I talked about salvation. And she says, I don't feel comfortable praying, but right now I'm living in a halfway house. I have a problem with alcohol, and so I will take your little testament and I will read it. You see, all we do is sow the word. They don't reject us. They're rejecting Christ. And you sow the word, and God will lay it on their heart. And in their time, in God's time, they will come to know Jesus Christ. This lady said, but there's another lady down the hall. She's my roommate, and she could use one too. So I went down the hall and said, hey, I'm bad about names, old age. You said ancient words. I thought you were talking about the speaker. The first lady sent me down, and I said, she sent me down to give you one of these little Gideon testaments. And I showed her the helps in the front, and I got to the back, and I said, have you ever asked Jesus into your heart? She said, no. I says, would you like to have assurance? If you was to die today, what percentage do you feel you'll be in heaven and not hell? She says, 35% maybe. I says, would you like to know 100% that you'll make it to heaven and be with Jesus? And she said she would. So I showed her, went through the scripture, prayed with her, had her sign and date so she knows when she did that. And you don't quit sinning. You all know that we fall short all the time. But God starts working inside you, starts changing you, growing you. Your pastor grows you. You learn scripture. Then you go to a Gideon prayer meeting, and your brothers lift you up, sharpen you, and you grow in the word. She prayed and got Jesus in her heart so God could start changing her on the inside. So I went to bed. I was happy. God used me again, you know. Got up the next day, went downstairs, and there was no Bible in the room because of COVID. So I asked to speak to the manager. And the manager, they went and got the manager, and she came out, and I talked to her about getting Bibles in the room, and she said, well, that comes from headquarters, and she promised she would call headquarters and see if they could get them back in. And then I pulled out my little testament. And I start sharing the back. And you know what? That manager needs Jesus too. And she prayed to accept Jesus Christ. at the front desk with other people around her, with God watching. You know? So she prayed for salvation. But God wasn't done. Like I said, he sends me to Holiday Inn. There's a lady cleaning up in the little kitchen area there for the continental breakfast. And she had heard what was going on. And she come over and she says, "My husband and I just moved from Pennsylvania. And we're Christians. And we start going to this church here. We've been here about 2 months. He's retired from the Air Force. Would he be allowed to be a Gideon?" Yeah! So I got hold of the local Gideon camp, and they're inviting him and her to come to their next camp meeting. And hopefully God not only brought salvation to a couple people, he's also brought a new Gideon to come alongside and do gospel sharing. Passed out 7 of these, and 2 of them prayed to accept Christ that day because of churches like you that made that possible. I'm going to share a story, and you might remember it, Kim. Does that look familiar? Anybody know these guys? Then you're as old as me or close. We were in the hospital, and we had our prayer meeting in the conference room. And we were praying and sharing and having a good time. And then we go out and get in line to eat. And there was 2 young ladies with name badges on, and they were just happy and laughing and enjoying life. And I said, "You guys work here?" And the one lady says, "Yeah." I said, "Are you always this happy?" She says, "Yeah, aren't you?" And I says, "Well, sometimes I'm a little grumpy old man." She says, "You just got out of a prayer meeting. How can you be grumpy? I'm here to share. Have joy in your life. Don't be grumpy, old man. Go and share the gospel." I want to thank you for inviting the Gideons. You're such a great supportive church and your pastor. It's a pleasure. In how God works, yesterday, guess what pastor and what church was on our daily prayer list? You know, it's a pleasure having so many Christian friends, Gideons, and pastors praying for the Gideon ministry. Let's go and spread the good news together. Thank you.